Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, what's going on, world? This is the Eugene Hamilton Podcast, your new source for inspiration, motivation, hope, and encouragement. I promise you, you're in for a ride as each week we will dive deep into inspiring stories, transformative strategies, and actionable motivation that will take you to new and exciting levels. So let's get ready to laugh, reflect, think, and transform your life. This is Eugene Hamilton. Let's grow. By the individuals who were impacted by what I had to share and say. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for supporting the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. If I sound a bit nasally, if that's a word, right? Got a little bit of a head cold that I'm fighting. I'm fighting. If you hear some background noise, I am recording this on the go. But nonetheless, I've got this. I want to share with you. I want to make sure that you get this message for our conversation for today. Don't forget, for those that have supported, for those that have jumped on my socials and have commented, given me a new like, a new follow, those t-shirts have gone out already. I've got about, let's just say I'm going to do a bonus round of 5 more shirts of our signature Go, Grow, Glow, so that every time you walk out the house, you know that you are going, you are growing, and you are glowing. If, in fact, you want to be in the running for, again, that free t-shirt that we're giving out for those that are supporting the launch of our brand new podcast, thank you so much again. Just go ahead and go to any of my social platforms at Eugene J. Hamilton. Give me a like, a follow, and a comment, and I will do just that. Don't forget to share this podcast to those that are close to you. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Today, we're talking a little bit about getting unstuck. Yeah, have you ever felt stuck in life? On my last, or I should say on episode 1, I talked a little bit about feeling stuck, being stuck, and living stuck. Not so much stuck with regard to my calling, not so much stuck with regard to my assignment, but stuck as it relates to how that should play out. Stuck as regard to, or in regards to the avenue by which I should exercise my calling, exercise my gift, exercise my talent. So today we're going to dive a little bit deeper, but I just want to say a word of prayer with you, my friend, as we move forward. Dear God, we thank you for this time that we have together. Thank you so much for my friend. Thank you for giving us both, us all, life today. I ask that you would give us insight, give us information, but most important today, give us inspiration as we move forward. Amen. How to get unstuck? I think there are 3 areas that we've got to look at. Because number one, as you look at being stuck or getting unstuck, the first layer that you've got to unpack, the first level that you've got to really dig and dive deep into is asking yourself, do you like being stuck? Yeah, some people literally have no problem being stuck. You know why? In fact, if you ever get a chance to read through the New Testament of the Bible, you'll see that everybody that Jesus approached as he was about to give them healing or about to heal them from whatever ailment, he would often ask, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to get well? In other words, I take from that, you got to ask people oftentimes, do you like being stuck? Being stuck means for some people, you don't have no responsibilities. Being stuck means you sleeping on mama's couch. You ain't paying no bills. Sometimes people live, I want to say a peachy life, but things are not as difficult for some people when they're stuck because they get everything handed to them. No responsibility, playing video games all day. Nothing is calling them out or calling them higher or calling them to do any more than what they're already doing. So sometimes people enjoy, let me not say that. Sometimes people get okay with the idea of being stuck because they've learned to use it to their benefit. I've seen people, in fact, living out here on the West Coast, all across the world, there are individuals who are homeless. Some places it's more than others, and sometimes it's magnified just because of the amount, the population is higher in some places. And so in California, Southern California in particular, there's a lot of homelessness. And sometimes there are individuals that I meet that have had opportunities for housing. They've had opportunities to do better. They've been given a job. Some organization has come along and has set them on a new path. And in less than a month, they're back to what they, to their unhoused or homeless situation. And oftentimes they are, and I've talked to social workers, I've talked to individuals who have had conversations with these individuals who have gotten a leg up and then have decided to go back to what they were comfortable with. Oftentimes people, I repeat verbatim, I've talked to social workers who've said, some of these individuals have looked in our faces and said, nobody asked us if he wanted housing. I just went along for the ride, but nobody really asked me if I didn't want to sleep on this park bench. I'm actually cool on the corner. I'm actually cool not having to pay bills. I'm actually cool where I am because I've gotten comfortable. So you got to ask yourself, if you're stuck, do you want to do something about it? Or are you okay being stuck? That's the first thing you got to ask yourself. Yeah. Do I really want to get unstuck? Because if you don't want to get unstuck, the rest of what I'm going to share with you today may not be applicable to you, right? Because at the end of the day, my goal is to kind of share with you today what it looks like to get unstuck after discovering that, hey, I don't want to be stuck anymore. Because once again, you got two sides of the coin. There are individuals who like being stuck, who are okay being stuck, who've gotten comfortable being stuck. Then there are those who say, you know what, I'm stuck. And every day that I'm stuck gets worse. Every day that I'm stuck, all I'm dreaming about is the day that I finally get unstuck. I'm stuck, but I can't wait to get the help that I need, the support that I need, the information that I need. I cannot wait to get out of this situation. But secondly, you got to ask yourself, because as I'm thinking about individuals who are stuck and they're okay with it, the second layer, the second tier, the second question I think you should ask yourself is, how did I get stuck in the first place? Yeah. So number one, I'm asking myself, do I really want to get unstuck? Then number two, as I'm trying to assess, as I'm trying my best to look at how I got where I am, and then quite possibly trying to prevent getting back here, I got to ask myself, how did I even get here? Is it the people that I chose to hang out with? Decisions that I made or didn't make? Mismanagement of resources? Habits that I need to get over? How did I get here? Because once again, somebody can help you get unstuck, I'm sure. But in order for you to remain unstuck, check this out. Grow Squad, you got to ask yourself, how did I get here? And as you trace your steps and you look back at how you got to that stuck place, You got to ask yourself if, in fact, you can. Right. If, in fact, you can look back and say, yo, I could actually correct that. I can make some decisions to, let me just give examples instead of just talking in general terms. In other words, sometimes let's say the economy took a downturn and your company downsized. Unexpectedly, you found yourself without a job, without income. There's really nothing you could do about that. Especially during the pandemic when we saw a lot of companies going through, rightfully so, a lot of turnover, a lot of turmoil, just because nobody knew what was going to happen. Individuals lost. I lost a job during the pandemic. So I get it. I understand it. Thankfully, I had more than one job, but some people did not have that going for them, or they didn't have that opportunity. But think about it. Then there are those who are like, man, you know what? I wasn't blindsided. I saw myself going down this slippery slope, but I didn't do anything to correct it. Yeah. I don't have any money now because I all of a sudden became a sneakerhead. Like, if you don't have extra funds, 9 times out of 10, that sneakerhead life ain't for you. And for those that don't know what I'm talking about, individuals buying retro Jordans and all these kind, just collecting sneakers and rare pairs and spending hundreds of dollars on thousands of dollars, even sometimes. If you don't have it like that, yeah, I don't get it. So you got to ask yourself, can I do something about that? Absolutely. You can make better money choices. Then there are those who have gone through unfortunate situations like, of course, divorce and those unfortunate things that happen in life. So then you got to ask yourself, wow, did I save properly? Did I spend everything that I had? So I'm not here to give a money talk or a financial talk. What I'm sharing with you simply is as you assess how you got stuck, you've got to be bold enough. You got to be big enough to say, you know what? I got myself stuck. Yeah. You got to be willing to take a look in the mirror and say, you know what? I got myself here. I got myself stuck. Oh, I hung with people who I knew without a doubt they were taking me down a road to a stuck place. And instead of jumping off the boat, jumping out of the ship, jumping off the train before it got too far down the road, I just went along for the ride. Then thirdly, what am I willing to sacrifice and do to get myself in a better position? What am I willing to sacrifice? What am I willing to do? Now, of course, are there people that are willing and able? Absolutely. I just heard one of my favorite speakers talk about the fact that I think he said he called his wife one day and all he could hear in the background was like vroom, 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 like some tire spinning. And he's like on the phone with his wife saying, hey, what's going on? As he's asking the question, what's going on? She's trying to yell above the noise of the car. And he says, you know what? Just please stop what you're doing and tell me what's going on. She says, oh, I'm stuck in the mud. He's like, what are you doing stuck in? What are you doing in mud? What's going on? He says she began to tell him that she saw this piece of property that she wanted to go out and look at for the family. She thought it was something she could bring to him. And she did. She misread, I guess, the landscape. And she found herself stuck in some mud. He said, well, how long have you been stuck? Check this out. She said, I've been stuck for going on an hour. He said, while you've been stuck for an hour, what have you been doing? She said, I've been trying to get myself out, but I've only gotten worse. He said, well, stop what you're doing, please. I'm going to call a tow truck. They'll be out there. They'll come out there and see what's going on. They'll assess the situation, and they'll give you the help that you need. In 5 minutes, the tow truck was there. In 5 minutes, she was out of the mess that she was in and on her way. He said, "Wow, if you had asked for help earlier, you'd asked for help sooner. Not only would you have been free quicker than you've been set free, but you wouldn't have gotten yourself into a worse mess trying to get yourself out." Sometimes pride gets us stuck. Excuse me. Because we want to go at it by ourselves. We don't want support from people. We want to look like, "Oh, I got it out the mud." No pun intended. We want to tell people, "Oh, I did this myself." Listen. And I repeat, I say this over and over and over and over again. More people have received help than you know. They don't have to tell you that they got help. But everybody out here that's doing something great, they got help. They need a coach. Michael Jordan didn't become great until he got with a good coach. Kobe Bryant was shooting air balls until he started listening to his good coach. Every person that's worth their salt, they get some good coaching from somebody that has either been there or they know something about where they're trying to go, and they can offer information, direction, support in the area that you most need to help you get to where it is you're trying to go. But what are you willing to do to get unstuck? Some people are stuck. Let's say you're stuck spiritually.
Ah, okay.
And you're trying your best to get out of the mud of life, the mud of whatever your spiritual condition is. There are people, spiritual advisors, there are pastors, there are bishops, there are deacons, there are all kind of people that are available. But are you willing to tap into those resources to get spiritually unstuck? Some people that are listening right now, you might be emotionally stuck. But in my neighborhood, I know growing up, we always had this idea that people that go and get help from therapists and counselors and professionals help, that's not for us. You know, in fact, I grew up, of course, in the church. And so everything, you just prayed it away. right. Either with my dad, you worked it away, or with my mom, you prayed it away. But it was taboo in the neighborhood to get the professional help that you needed for whatever reason. I know one of the reasons was we couldn't really afford it. I get it. I understand it. But if you got some emotional stuck in your life, if you're emotionally spinning your wheels, what are you willing to sacrifice to get the help that you need? I'm not just talking about money. Are you willing to sacrifice your pride and your ego to go admit, "You know what? I got some trauma, some drama, and some junk I'm just dealing with. I need some help." Some of you are financially stuck in the mud. You're trying to do it by yourself. You don't know how to budget. You don't know how to save. You don't know how to spend. There are gurus. In fact, forget that. It ain't got to be a guru. There are people sometimes that are in your life that know more than you about money. But sometimes we're too stuck on our high horse to get the help that we need. Get some help. There are people who are physically stuck, like your health. My goodness. I'm there right now. In fact, I know what to do. I know what I must do. I know what I gotta do. I've done it before. Trainers. There are videos. There are all kinds of things available to get you the help that you need. You just got to be willing to tap into it. What are you willing to do to get unstuck? Or as I said before, do you like being stuck? No. This is an opportunity for you to be honest with you. I'm talking about in the mirror. Look in the mirror and ask yourself, do you like being stuck? Or are you ready to get unstuck? And what comes along with getting unstuck is responsibility. It's ownership. Once you decide that, hey, I'm ready to get unstuck, you've got to now own what happens next. Excuse me. Once you say, I'm committed to getting unstuck, I'm ready to get unstuck, I'm ready to move forward, you know now the next step that you take. It's your responsibility. So here's the light at the end of the tunnel. Here's the light at the end of the tunnel. You can get unstuck. You can. You actually, you don't have to stay where you are. You got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest with your position and condition and be willing to sacrifice something to move from where you are to where you need to be. Listen, when I first decided to better my life and to go get, I went to college and got a degree, right? I was already living out of my mother's house. And so I felt like, you know what? I'm too grown now to kind of go backwards. I can't go back to my mom, although I could. Later on in life, as we talked about it, my mom was like, boy, I wish you would have let me know. You would have informed me. Of course you could have come back, right? But I didn't go back. So that's a decision that I made on my own for myself. And I said to myself, listen, in order for me to get into college, to get everything that I need to get this, to put me in a position to get a degree, so forth and so on, there's some things that I've got to save money. I've got to find out what I want to do, what direction I want to go in. I had to sacrifice, number one, in the Department of Finances to put myself in position to prepare to move forward. I couldn't blame anybody else. I couldn't call on anybody else. Well, I could have, but I decided not to. That's the decision I made. And I moved forward and had to live with that decision. But I had to count the cost. Don't miss this. But then after I counted the cost, in order to move forward, I had to pay the cost. And don't just stop. Oh, I got to count the cost. Yeah, you can count all day long. But after you finish counting, who's going to pay for what you counted? You counted the cost, right? But now somebody got to write a check for the cost. And every time that check, that whatever you're paying is not always money, but in many cases it is. So my friend, just you and me, I want you to get unstuck. The people that care about you want you to get unstuck. Your family wants you to get unstuck. Your mentor wants you to get unstuck. Your colleagues want you to get unstuck. Your homeboy, your homegirl wants you to get unstuck. But none of that matters unless you want to get unstuck. Yeah, everybody in the world can be rooting for you to get unstuck. Everybody in the world can be rooting for you to want to get yourself in a better position. But do you want it for yourself? I hope you do. But guess what? That's a question that only you can answer. And so I hope you decide today that I'm tired of being stuck. I'm tired of spinning my wheels. I'm tired of being in this same position, getting the same results, but I want different results. Well, you got to do something different. And I hope that you decide today to get unstuck, to move forward, and to live your best life. Yo, thank you again for tuning in today. I think it's a good place to remind you that as you try to get unstuck, as you work to get unstuck, it's time to go. It's time to grow. And it's time to glow. Hey, don't forget to go to my socials at Eugene J. Hamilton. Give me a like. Give me a follow. Please don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel at Eugene J. Hamilton. Don't forget to also share. Let somebody know that the Eugene Hamilton podcast is your brand new favorite source for inspiration, for motivation, and for things that will push you toward a place or push you to move forward, to think wider, think bigger, and to go after your best life. I hope that you again were encouraged today. Please share. Please like. I'll see you next time. Don't forget, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. we drop a new episode. Thank you again for your support. Have a great rest of your day. Peace. We'll be right back.